أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان ذواتا أفنان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيهما عينان تجريان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَان, that for that person that fears standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, or he fears the majesty, the grandeur, the greatness, the loftiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, then جَنَّتَان, there are two gardens for such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now explains these two gardens. And Allah says, ذَوَاتَا أَفْنَان, that in these two gardens are the abundance of branches. Now again, we know that branches generally come from trees. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about the trees here, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the branches, because there is something that is very unique with regards to the branches. The branches abounding, the branches in abundance will tell us that there will be abundance of trees, and we know that the trees of Jannah are filled with fruit, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak in the ayahs to come. But this, just these branches in itself is something for us to contemplate. Sayyidina Jarir ibn Abdullah Bajali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he accepted Iman and Islam in the latter part of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, some say about 40 days before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world. This Sahabi had the honor of accepting Iman and Islam and becoming a Sahabi at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, he met Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, being a very senior Sahabi in his age, he began to give Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu some advices. Amongst the advices, the one advice that he gave him is that you should always remain humble, because in humility in this world, in the akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate your position. The second advice that he gave was that oppression, a person oppresses someone, that will result in darknesses on the day of Qiyamah. And then he took a twig. Sayyidina Abdullah, Jarir ibn Abdullah says that I could hardly see that stick or that twig that was between his two fingers. And he said that Jarir, do not expect to find the trees of Jannat like this. In other words, they would not have any trunks like the trunks of this world. So Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah asked him, then what about the palm trees? He said, no, the trees of Jannat, the bottom of it will be pearls and gold, and on the top you will find the branches, and obviously on the branches you will find everything else. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about the tree itself, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala merely makes reference to this, and we tie it up with this hadith of Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah, then we will understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying so. Once our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about a person of Jannat, that person will be in Jannat. All the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is available, the fruits of Jannah, the foods of Jannah, everything. But this person will have one desire, and that desire in the heart of the person will be that he will request Allah, Ya Allah, the desire that I have is to cultivate, to plant and to irrigate. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the person that now is the time for you to enjoy these ni'mas that I have given you. But because it is a desire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills desires in Jannat. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will allow this person to sow the seed. And as he sows the seeds, he just finishes, the plant comes out, the tree is formed. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, everything ripens, and this tree, and these trees and the trees of Jannah will be as huge as mountains. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about this, making reference to all this in few simple words, ذَوَاتَا أَفْنَانَ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Which of the ni'mats of your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are you going to deny, O insan, O jinnat? Where are you going to deny it? These are all realities. The next ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانَ. In Jannat, in these two Jannats, there are two springs. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about the springs gushing forth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tajriyan, that these springs, the waters flow. Now these are going to be very unique springs if we really look at it. And when you look at the narrations also, indeed they are unique. One spring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Surah Dahr, Salsabil. And the other one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Surah Taqfif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it as Tasneem. And some of the commentators say that here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making reference to these two springs that Allah make reference to in the other parts of the Quran Kareem. The second aspect, we find the description of this, that on the one hand the waters of it will be sweet, and that will be from one spring, and from the other spring will be the wine of Jannat. And before we spoke in Surah Saffat, that wine is not like the wine of this world, that intoxicates, that has side effects, that a person becomes drunk and intoxicated. But the reality and the truth is that it will give good health, and the person will get the pleasantness of it. And then in certain narrations we find that just the stones and the sand around it will be of that of emeralds, and the sand will be of zafaran, around it will be musk. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow the people of Jannat to drink with delight from these springs. And one very great personality, Abu Bakr Warraq, he says, if you look at this, فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانِ, that in these two Jannats are two Aynan. Aynan refers to springs, and Aynun in Arabic also refers to eyes. And he says, in this world, if the two eyes begin to flow with tears because of our regret and our remorse for our sins, and because of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then undoubtedly, why wouldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give these two springs to those people whose eyes flowed with tears? The Allah Rabbul Izzat will allow those flowing streams and flowing springs of Jannat for these people to drink from. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us this ni'mat. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the ni'mats of your Rabb do you deny? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.